The search for Dr. Judy Bintz's successor as president of the University of West Florida kicked off Monday with an open forum. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Following a closed-door meeting, Search Committee Chairman Mort O'Sullivan gaveled the public forum into session.
As members of both the Presidential Search Committee and the Board of Trustees, I am looking forward to hearing your thoughts about what you're looking for in our next university president.
Judy Bintz is retiring on December 31st after 8.5 years in the president's chair. She made the announcement early last year when signing her final contract.
I'm happy. I'm eager to tie up some things that aren't done and to give the university and the Board of Trustees the best opportunity of all to search for and find the next president.
Next up, after O'Sullivan's opening remarks, was Julie Holly of Greenwood Asher, a consulting firm based in Miramar Beach, which is heading up the search. She told the gathering there were 4 questions to be answered during the process.
The first question is, in 3 to 5 years, what will your new president have had to accomplish in order to be viewed as a success? What characteristics and skills are you looking for in your next president? What are the challenges and opportunities? And then finally, what perhaps are things that makes the University of West Florida so special?
As Holly stood at the podium, an assistant then went around the room with a handheld microphone to get comments from both UWF faculty and staff. First up, Raed Amin, a mathematics professor for 28 years. His issue is academic respectability.
There has to be a very strong team between the president, the provost, and vice president for academic affairs. I don't want to see a president who shifts the academic burden 100% to the provost. It has to be a team. It has to be someone we can look up to.
Also speaking was Connie Richardson, a senior at UWF. In 3 to 5 years, he would like to see a president who does more to cultivate students' growth as individuals.
We're here but for a short time, and we come here to become just like the individuals in this room, great one day when we grow up. So those are some things that we would like to see, as well as the challenges that they face. Diversity on predominantly white institutions is a severe issue. Those are discussions that need to happen on an everyday scale.
I don't know if you all knew this, the table that asks the most questions receives a free car.
John Fink teaches creative writing and is chief contract negotiator for the faculty. He was just kidding about the car, but in all seriousness, said during the school's 50 years, there's been growth that's leading to a question about identity.
On one hand, we are a regional comprehensive university that's required to serve a vast student population. At the same time, our Carnegie classification is doctoral research university. We have research expectations. I think it will be essential for our next president to be aware of that institutional history.
Answering the 4th question, what makes you proud of the university, was Susan James from the Teacher Education and Educational Leadership Department. Her pride is focused on her colleagues.
What I'm seeing with the service that they're doing in the community, the professors work in the schools. We started a national writing project here this year, just finished a Promise Zone grant, and hopefully will help the kids on the west side of town. I have a great amount of pride in that.
The second forum is set for Tuesday at 10 a.m., again at the UWF Commons Auditorium in Building 22. The applications are not expected to be opened until June. If all goes as planned, a new president is scheduled to be named by the end of September, with salary negotiations getting underway. After that, they're expected to come on board the following month. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.